Right, all right. Welcome to Motivational Monday. I am so glad you are here. It is May 31st. It is Memorial Day. And on this day of memory and hope, we pause, of course, to look back, to remember those who laid down life, but also to look into the future and what those lives meant for us. And I think on this day, it's helpful for us to pause to remember back because it's memory that is embedded within our soul, but it's not memory for the sake of memory. It's memory that moves us to a heart of gratitude or thankfulness or to a point of encouragement. We look into somebody else's story, to their sacrifice, to their life. And that can give great hope. And so I'm going to take us to Psalm 77 on this day. It is a powerful psalm. It's one of those psalms of history that invites people into story. And the title of that psalm is God's Mighty Deeds Are Recalled. Okay, God's Mighty Deeds Are Recalled. And the writer is talking about a lot of sleepless nights. And yet how through those sleepless nights, they hold on to hope for the future, all from the past and for what is to come. Well, we do well when we remember, right? If you talk about married people, you better remember your anniversary, because if you forget it, you might be in trouble. Sometimes you got to take out the wedding photos to look at that. Kids might take out a photo of a graduation ceremony. It's graduation season right now, and it makes other people remember when they were graduating and what they were doing next, and families often gathering to share those kinds of stories, right? So many ways that we remember the past, but it gives us hope for the future. Well, in my study Bible that we give out to the confirmants, there's a small paragraph that I want to read to you here. And it teaches us about Psalm 77. It says, the book of Psalms remembers, too, history for future. And when things get bad, these poems often refer to the past, particularly to the great events when under Moses, the Israelite nation began. You remember the story that God freed the Israelites from Egyptian slavery. God carried them through the Red Sea, gave them directions for living, and ushered them into that promised land. It took a long time, but they finally got there. The miraculous beginning was as significant to the Jews as to the cross is to Christians. And so the Israelites had this anniversary day known as Passover to remember it. And every spring, Passover reminded them of their escape from Egypt. And it's no accident that Easter falls at that same time, because both days celebrate liberation in so many ways from slavery, from what was holding people back or down. Okay? And so the memories aren't all positive. You know, sometimes we like to clean up history, right? No, the memories aren't always positive. The Israelites could, in fact, be brutally frank about their early failings. Even as they remembered how persistently wonderful God had been, they also remembered how rebellious, complaining, and forgetful that they had been. Yet they had one great happy reason to celebrate, and that is God had kept God's promise to love them. Did you get that? God had kept God's promise to love them. And so they had hope in times of despair. And Psalm 77 is a remembering poem. It starts with deep despair, where it says, will the Lord spurn forever and never again be favorable? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his compassion? Well, imagine a married couple. People in relationship asking this question of one another. Are they angry forever? Have they forgotten compassion? Do they still love me? Well, then those thoughts turn deliberately to the past. They remember the turmoil at the banks of the Red Sea. Could anything have been worse? The armies were chasing them down. They were ready to be killed, sacrificed, plundered right there. But in that turbulent water, what they saw was the Lord's power. God had led them through to safety. And God would do that same thing again and again and again. These historical psalms, such as 77, 78, 105, 106, I want you to look those up. They invite us, along with the Israelites, to relive history. Like married couples remembering back or graduates remembering back, we can recall God's work, God's powerful victories recorded through the scripture, God's promises and proofs of love toward God's people. And we can refer to God's history with us as individuals too. Who cannot count some blessing, some undeserved favor, some radical grace? And through such remembering, we are strengthened to face the future and to recommit our lives to God's trusting care. And so on this day, as a point of motivation for you, if you were to refer to a single past event for encouragement, if there's something that you would point to say, I saw God's presence. Looking back, I remember it now. On this memory that I hold, this memorial time, this memorial day in remembering the life of someone, what past event would you look to for encouragement? What would it be that would build you up and lead you through those sleepless nights? Because eventually you do hold on to the hope that comes from this God who remembers us, this God who calls us by name, this God who leads us through time of tragedy and travail, this God who yearns for life and life abundant in you, so that your memory can too tell that story to the whole rest of the world, to keep their eyes open, to pay attention. Because God is always up to something, and it's always for good, never for our downfall. And so hold on to that hope as you sit together and as you call one another on this Memorial Day, as you look back and remember the past, so that you can be drawn in to that future. Well, all right, be well, good day.